I had a phone call from one of the majors up there in charge, who knows me personally because I've been to dinners and things like that. But he phoned me and said one of his ex-officers worked with a film company, and this officer had phoned through to headquarters asking if there were any old buggers still left. Well, give this bloke my telephone number and I'll talk to him about it, see what it's all about. And within about half an hour, he rang me up, explained who he was and what he did, and that they were making a film concerning Sherman tanks. They were looking for someone who'd lived and fought in a Sherman, either on D-Day or in the months to come.
Did you know it was a film star?
No, I didn't know that. No, and then at the end of the end of the conversation, so I said, I don't really bloody do actors. So what's it all about? And he says, oh, of course, it's Brad Pitt, you see, which didn't mean a bloody thing to me.
How did you find out who he was?
I sat down on my laptop in that evening and Googled him up and found out about him and also his picture.
When you got to see him and you met him, I bet he had quite a laugh about that, didn't he?
Yes, first of all, I had to give a talk to some of the other blokes there who are going to be in the film with him. A tough-looking bunch too, and then he came. It was all done at an aerodrome. And finally, he turned up, came in, slapped me on the back, and was most kind, quite a gentleman, and I. Then I was standing up and I said, well, Mr. Pitt, everybody calls him Brad, of course. I said, Mr. Pitt, I've never seen any of your bloody films. And until last night, I Googled you. I didn't know what you looked like. And the last film I saw was the Bridge Over the River Kwai. And they all fell about bloody laughing.